Black Compass, Black Compass Media. Salute to everybody tuning in, everybody in the building. Man, that was just an interesting card just now with Resolutions 2. I definitely want to get everybody's opinion, so I'm going to be putting a link out there so y'all can pull up, talk about this. First and foremost, I'm not going to lie, that stream was thraka. If we being honest, the stream was thraka. Like, I don't know if that shit was just on my end. I don't know what that was about. But hold on, put the link out there for everybody. If you're pulling up, the link is in the chat. Hit the likes, of course. Hold on. Yeah, man. Nigga, everybody here talking about that hollow, man. Yes, sir. Salute Cola running around. Everybody pull up. First battle, man. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it all the way real. Hold on, matter of fact, let me let everybody get comfortable, man. Get comfortable, man. Hold on. I'll put the link there. Hit the link when you pull up. Number one, I'm not gonna lie. I'ma keep it all the way a stack with you. Ever since Sharon got that boozy cut with the little Beijing fade, he been cooking niggas. I'm not gonna lie. Sharon been kind of turning up. Ever since Sharon got that little fade with the little taper sides, even turning up on niggas. I'ma keep it all the way a stack. That shit was fire. That battle right there was kind of fire to me. I ain't gonna front. That battle low key on a scale of 1 to 10. That battle probably was an 8. T-Top was fire too. And I liked how T-Top stayed on the race angle. Like, nah. I could talk about the race. Now, why can't I talk about the race angle? I like that. I like that, T-Top. T-Top 2-1. Cola said T-Top 2-1. Hold on. Yo, if you pulling up now, everybody pulling up, pull up. Share the link, pull up. I dropped the stream, y'all. Link in there. I definitely want to get y'all on. You know what I mean? We gonna do it like that. First battle, Sharon T-Top. What y'all had in the chat? I want to see this, man. Sharon T-Top. How y'all had it? I see T-Top 2-1. T-Top 2-1. Sharon's Gentleman's 30. You know what that mean, right? T-Top 2-1. Can't be mad if people go Sharon. You know what that mean, right? T-Top 2-1 either way. You know what that mean, right? That mean that low key, that's a great battle. That's a great battle. Nigga said trash. Come on, beat it. You said that's trash. Beat it. How was that battle trash? You got rebuttals. You got angles. You got Sharon. I like how Sharon is planning his attacks. Like I like what he's doing. And also, man, listen, man, I'm off that gumbo too, man. That gumbo, man. Get your gumbo right, man. Galactic man. Get your shit right. Again, I put the link out there. We got 200 plus in here right now. Hit the likes. Only 3 minutes, man. We've been off. Hold on. Yeah, Sharon rebuttals is crazy. Like I don't know who Sharon spawned with, or I don't know. Sharon did something to his style, man. He did something to his style. You said I'm on the rush hour. That's a fact. Be safe. You good looks on the recap. Yeah, we gonna get to all that, man. But I really want to hear from y'all. I want to hear from y'all. Salute, payday. What up? Game all night. What up? Cola, what up? William, what up? What up? Yeah, salute. Sharon would be a crazy lawyer, real talk. Hell no. Sharon would be a trash lawyer. You crazy? You shitting me? You try to rebuttal a judge in court. Throw your honor. Throw your ass in contempt. All that rebuttal and shit. Nigga said, did I miss when Polo became an M. Bison? I don't know what that mean. I'm from the ghetto. I don't know what that mean, M. Bison. As per usual, Verb was terrible with the N. Nigga said Polo looking Jamaican with the hat. Nah, man, it's a double-sided beanie. It's a little cold out, custom knit, you know what I mean? Keep the bald head warm, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm on you niggas in the comments. I'm on every little comment. He will be an entertaining lawyer. He would be an entertaining lawyer in like Judge Judy or like Judge Joe Brown court or something. Not no real life court. You're crazy. Everybody pulling up, man. If you pulling up, I want to hear from y'all. I put the link in there. Niggas is acting real shy right now. Second battle. Easy to block, Captain. Okay, so overall, I'm not going front. On that battle, I might have had Sharon. I think I had Sharon. I don't want to say. I'm going to wait the March 1st to say who I had winning, actually. That's what I'm going to do on that one. On that one, I'm going to wait the March 1st. But that battle was crazy to me. That was an overall good performance for T-Top. Another good performance for Sharon. Sharon also said this year he's trying to go after champion of the year. Salute, Tommy Boy. What's the word? I see you here, Lamar. I see you. I'm going to get you up here. I think T-Top had an interesting, I think T-Top had a very good showing. I thought Sharon had an excellent showing. Sharon already said that he's going after champion of the year this year in a face-off the day before. So he's kind of showing that. I'm going to be honest with you. He's kind of showing that. And yes, the radio show, we will be back Tuesday. Posey is back. You know what I mean? Had a little personal emergency, shit like that. Plus, you know, everybody was cooking. So we be back Tuesday, the whole show. Me, Posey, Drizzy, Tone, I mean Cola. We'll be back. Yeah, so hold on. Let me get Lamar. Lamar, we got our first caller. Let me get our first caller up, man. Lamar, what's up with you?
Yo, what up? What's up, Black Compass?
Yo, what's the word?
Man, everything's good, man. I seen the battles today, man. They was going in that T-Top was doing some rebuttaling too. I seen that he was going in. That Sharon had me on the edge when he did that family member that died. I was like, "What's he going?" Then he did that, and he said, "Mike P." I was like, "Oh man,
yeah, that was a shot to Mike P, man. Mike P definitely, Mike nigga. I don't think nobody's scared of Mike P no more, man. Like
Mike P was growing, and then he let that angle just take him all the way out. Like, I don't know what he has to do, but he got to come back somehow, bro. Like, he can't keep letting people going on with this angle. He got to let that wash off and just keep knocking their heads off. Or this is going to be a continuing thing. And then Mike P is going to be on caffeine playing video games, bro.
Yeah, I ain't going front. Mike P, if he was to battle Sharon, I think he would probably have to go first, and then he would have to, like, 8 Mile himself.
Right, yeah, exactly. He got to go ahead and get that out the way, because you know from tonight, Sharon rebuttaling is on a whole nother level. He had a whole scheme. He had a whole AC scheme of him also scamming from what T-Top says. I'm like, this dude is crazy.
That's a fact. What's the next battle after that one? I just put the link out there, so if you want to call up, join in.
The next one was Aver versus
Easy to Block.
Easy to Block, Captain. That one was crazy. That first round is debatable, but I'm edging that to Easy. And then the third round, I'm clearly giving that one to Easy, because that's when Easy was like, my guardian angels don't duck, or whatever.
He broke down how his you know, his friend, he had to take care of the goddaughter. He's a guardian angel now, so that was fire.
I'm like, what? This dude is crazy. Then he said something funny about, because you know how he was like, how people kept talking about how Aver was like, you know, gay, or his mom was like a dyke, whatever. And he talked about how everybody's talking about that because that came from your guy. I totally forgot that Hitman even said that. So he's battling something that the guys. So the whole thing was crazy. Verb was you know talking about how, you know, he's the big dog, sonning him, and you know he did get kind of ignorant, whatever. But he kind of kept his persona on that island on how he is right now. So I think it was a real good battle. Verb's not with those heavy punches. He's more like a talk to him. But I do prefer, you know, that style with the punches and the haymakers, whatever. So I would have to edge that battle, the battle altogether. If you don't look at it as a round, if you look for a feel, I would edge that victory to Easy. But I don't think Verb lost. I think Verb, you know, gained some, you know, new respect for the new era people, as I say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like that. I'm not going to lie, man. I thought A-Verb first round was incredible. If I'm being honest. You got a little echo.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Let me see. I don't know what's going on.
Here, I'll let you get right. You just call right back up. A-Verb versus Easy the Block Captain. Oh, my gosh. I'm not going to lie. A-Verb first round, that boy was cooking. Verb was cooking. That first round was cooking. Easy first round, man. Easy had a lot of crazy lines, man. First and foremost, man, I think what Easy the Block Captain does is he might not be the most the most complicated battle rapper, the most like wordy battle rapper, but I think he just vividly paints a picture in a way where you could just like, you feel like you cooking the shit right next to him, man. You feel like you in the kitchen with him. I just feel like he does that very well, man. He has like the unique ability to paint a picture with his words, man. It's very vivid. A-Verb showed the old man still can hang with the young boys in the gym, man. And Easy not a young boy. That's no disrespect. I just mean in a battle rap sense. A-Verb show that he can hang out. He can hang with a young boy, man. He could get in the ring. He could do the shit y'all do. I'm from that. A-Verb was cooking. This is definitely gonna be crazy. Listen, I put the link out there. I'm gonna let everybody call up. I wanna hear y'all predictions and shit like that. Hold on, man. I see you, Lamar. Let me try to. Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's popping, B?
Yo, what's the word? What's your name? Yeah, what's your name?
Schism, what up, man? What up?
Ism Schism. What's the word? How you feeling about A-Verb Easy?
Oh man, on first watch, I had Verb with the first, and then the second watch when they recapped it, did the second view. I had Easy, man, with the 30, man. Easy's a fucking problem, B. Real problem.
You had him with a 30?
Really, really talks different, man. Huh?
What made it a 30 for you? Like how you had the first round? A-Verb, you what was the score of the first round for you?
I had again on the first watch, Verb was talking, man, but then I really sunk in the second one. I had Easy, man. Easy was just going in, man. He commands almost every bar. He talks different for real. He just has you every time, every round, man. He engages everybody, man. And Verb, it was the strongest round, but man, he put the pressure on him. Heavy though, heavy.
Okay, so all right, so salute.
At this point, hey man, hold on. At this point, do Easy Geechee some, man? What we doing?
I got you. Salute to you. Now, I'm gonna answer your question. I see a lot of y'all in the backstage. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna let y'all up and we're gonna talk. As we talk about it, we're gonna talk about one battle. So we talking about Geechee, we're gonna talk about that, the Easy. But Easy Geechee. What is we doing with Easy Geechee? I think Easy probably give Geechee his toughest battle right now, if we being honest. The reason why I say that is because I just feel like Easy is not phased, man. I feel like Easy, whether it's a top tier, it's a legend, it's a new guy, I feel like he got that work for any and everybody. I want to get Larry. Larry, what's up with you? Let me hear how you had this easy, because your phone cut off. Easy,
yeah, A-Verb. So I have the first round. I have the first round debatable. That was Verb's best round. I feel like Verb's second round. I feel like Verb's second round was short, and Easy's third round was was my favorite. So I can go 2-1 easy, or you could go a gentleman's 30, but I feel safer to go with 2-1 easy though.
2-1 easy. Okay. I like that.
Verb's best round was his first round. So that's the only one I feel that you could argue with.
Okay. Salute to you. I'm gonna get some other people in too. Easy versus Geechee. Easy versus Geechee. That gotta happen. I ain't gonna front. Yo, the chat is savage right now. Nigga called him Luke Castro Pops. I'm sorry. That was funny. Yo, sometimes you little no Avi dirty niggas is hilarious. I'm not gonna lie. Y'all niggas got the best jokes. Number one, Geechee Easy Def, hit the likes. That's number one. Forget about anything else. Hit the likes. That's number one. Before you do anything, hit the likes. Geechee Easy definitely gotta happen. Like that, that's the summer madness battle. And respectfully to the all respects of the respect of the highest respectfulness, that should not be on no other card. I don't want to see that on no super fight. I don't want to see that on respect. Gnome is fire, but I definitely, that's a summer madness battle. Lock it in. I don't want to hear nothing else, man. Nigga said, what Geechee gonna do? Nigga called them Charlie Tuna. Yo, I'm sorry. Oh, man. But I ain't going front. Geechee's still a hard battle to that's still going to be a hard battle. I definitely hit the link. I want to get more people. I got some more callers calling in. Eddie, Steady, Pahals. I'm going to add you. Eddie, Steady, what's the word?
What's up with it? Eddie, Steady. Appreciate you.
Yo, you got an echo.
Word, I got an echo?
You got to put headphones in. I'm going to add you back up there for $4.99. Somebody said, Tony Polo, you still got the Polo Bear sweater collection you used to post MySpace days? MySpace? Nigga, I don't even remember. What? MySpace. FBR! Come on, man. Get off them ringers. Eddie Steady, I'm finna add you back. Eddie Steady. And another thing, man, my name is Polo. That niggas don't know me. Don't call me no damn Tony. My name Polo. Now I'm playing. Eddie, what's the word? Eddie, your connection, I'm not gonna lie, is a little shaky right now. Let me get my guy. Hold on, man. Eddie, hold on. Let me add Eddie right back. Eddie, what's the word? Your mic is on mute. Paul Halls.
There we go. You hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, salute. Right. Thanks for getting me on here, man.
Look.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, look. You got whatever you playing me on the background on, just mute that.
My bad.
Hey, salute.
Right.
Thanks for getting me on here, man.
Look.
Hey. Appreciate it. Check out my Southern opinion. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Perfect. Yeah. Easy Averb.
Man, Easy dog walked him. That was a 3-0. That was a gentleman's 30. I'm not going to say body bag, but that was gentleman's 30.
Gentleman's 30. What about the first round?
That was the best round. Easy the block captain clearly set it off. And that round was way longer. And he was just, he went crazy the first round. By the end of, because you know, he went first. By the end of Easy first round, I'm like, man, Averb got to do some serious rapping, like fight back. You know what I'm saying? And Verb do what he do. He was Verb. But it wasn't enough. You look at Easy material, this battle, this would have stood up against anybody. I think he had three flawless rounds, bro. Like,
you said so you think so you said it was a gentleman's 30. So what rounds? So what round did you have close? You had the first round close, and what other rounds?
After that, I didn't have no other round close. The second, and I think the first round was clearly the, like, that was murder in the first, man. Like, to be honest with you, all Verb did was fight back. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all he could do was fight back. That was it. As far as Verb taking a round, nah. Because Easy went first, and he was just, every round was just on point, the angles. Just, man, he was carving him up, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
ain't nobody talk to A-Verb like that. Ain't nobody talk to A-Verb like that.
Do you think anybody ever talked to A-Verb like this?
And if they have, it's been a while. No, I'm talking about directly in his face, barking on him. The angles, the angle that he had about him, the way he treat women, is because the way he got treated back in the day. And is he took that angle and just, you know, modified it. Like, man, he really talked to him that second round.
Yeah, the second round, I think he kind of hit the button on, I think the first round kind of, I think he kind of played possum a little bit in the first round because, honestly, to be honest, even if A-Verb, let's just say A-Verb was decent, I feel like he probably would have got the extra push because, you know what I mean, people have used to seeing him at in their perception as a certain level, so I definitely think that first, I don't know, man. That first is kind of crazy. But easy first. Yeah, I ain't going to front. That battle was crazy.
Pause. Crazy, hey, man.
Yo, I just want to say this real quick. Pause this comment right here real quick. I'm going to add you right back, Eddie. This comment right here is the pausest comment of the weekend. He sleep with no underwear. What the hell are you picturing if he's sleeping with no underwear, fam? What are you picturing? What the hell are you picturing if a man is sleeping with no underwear, fam? Come on. I get you trying to be funny, but this is Paul's. It's crazy. Eddie, I'm gonna add you right. I got you right here. How did you add a T-Top Sharon? I wanted to get your take on that.
That was the closest battle to me. I feel like T-Top won it. I'm gonna edge him. No slight to Sharon. He did good. If somebody had Sharon winning, I ain't mad, but I think that this was a battle of angles, and I felt like T-Top won on that aspect of who had the better angles, who angles hit the hardest. When he told him, you don't belong here, and, you know, like, you know that white angle they be hitting him with, T-Top's was effective. You know what I'm saying? And, I did a video on this when I did my recap, man. I'm saying that, like, Sharon, he know exactly what to say. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like Sharon did what he's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? And he dropped a lot of names. You know what I'm saying? That bar about Wendy Williams was uncalled for, and that was out of pocket. But that's Sharon. He dropped a lot of names. But I had T-Top winning this. I felt like he wanted it more. If you look at the stage presence and how T-Top was barking on him and, you know, all in his face and, you know, doing the, when he say a bar, he doing gestures to it. And T-Top was in his back. He was even rebuttaling. And, you know, they say Sharon, the buttle king, you know what I'm saying? It's like he rebutted with Sharon, you know what I'm saying? And did damn good. So, yeah, y'all got T-Top winning this.
Okay, salute to you. I'm going to add another call in. Salute to you, Eddie. Just stay tuned there. Don Lush, what's the word?
What's up, Polo?
Yo, where you calling from?
South Africa, bro.
Oh yeah, salute all the way from South Africa, man. How you just finished watching this? How you had T-Top versus Sharon?
That one was not easy. I think I gave that to T-Top, man.
Okay,
Sharon was also good, but I don't think he did enough for me.
Okay, I'd have looked at you crazy. You calling from South Africa and you pick Sharon. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'd have looked at you a little crazy. Easy to block versus A-Verb.
For that one, I think Verb did not lose that battle, but I think I'd have to give it to Easy. I'd give it to Easy, but I don't think Verb lost it. He did enough. He's a vet. He doesn't need to win, but I don't think he lost that one.
Okay. Easy. Where you think this battle rank Easy right now? right now for this year? Is he the number one battle rapper right now?
Man, I think he is, but I still still Geechee. Geechee is still number one. He has not battled, but I still say Geechee. He needs to beat Geechee for me to rank him above Geechee.
Okay, okay. Yo, man, salute. Definitely, man. Calling in from Africa again, man. Salute. Oh, I'm going to add you in.
It's 4 a.m. in Africa, bro.
Oh, I'm gonna leave you backstage and I'm gonna add you in as we talk about more other battles. All right.
Salute.
Yeah, salute. Yeah, if calling from Africa, let me get Red. Red, what's up with you?
Yo, you can hear me?
Yo, what's the word?
Yo, man, they bugging in the chat. I got Verb through the first and the third, but it's not clear. It's like close. Easy was fire in the second. Verb second wasn't bad, but Easy just went crazy in the second, though. But the first and the third, I felt like the first Verb came with the energy because you have to give him the first anyway. Because everybody already expected Easy to 3-0. So you have to give Verb the first just off the bat to how he fought back. The third is really debatable close to me, but I gave the first and the third to Verb.
Yo, the comments is crazy.
I know.
They said you look like if Morris Chestnut and KRS-One had a baby. That's hilarious. I'm not gonna. That one was a little bit funny.
I don't know how to take that. Like
I don't know either. That was funny. Niggas is crying. T-Top, and Sharon. How you had that one?
I got T-Top. I don't know. I ain't gonna say it's a 30. It may be a 2-1 because Sharon was fighting back, but I think T-Top just is a little bit better. He just was a little bit better.
Oh, okay. Where you think Easy ranked this year now after this battle?
He up there. He definitely like top five. It's kind of still early in the year. He do deserve Geechee. I feel like it'll be closer. I don't feel. I'm from Cali, so I feel like if he battled Geechee and Cali, he gonna lose. I feel like it should be in like a neutral ground, like Houston or something, and then he could battle it, and then we can really kind of unbiasedly judge it. But if he come out to Cali like how they do in the caffeine thing and try to battle Geechee, he gonna lose, and it's not gonna look the same. It's not gonna give us the feel we want to have. He needs to kind of have like a neutral ground where you can actually hear his street shit, and then hear Geechee street shit, and then kind of just compare and contrast. It'll be a good conversation.
So, all right. So, it happens in Houston. Who you got?
I got to go with Home T Geechee.
Yeah,
but it'll be nice though. It'll be like to me. I feel like it'll be like an easy chess. It's just that Geechee is like Geechee's Geechee, but it'd be like an easy chess type match.
Okay. Hold on, man. Let me add some more people in here. Hold up, man. Let me add. Yo, what's up? Hold on, man. I'm gonna add everybody in here.
What up?
I don't know where he went. Let me hold on. Yeah, all right, so hold on. Now we got. Okay, hold on. I need both of y'all flip y'all cameras to the side. Eddie and Red. Eddie, you can all flip. Right. Hollow the Don versus DNA. Let's get to this one, man. We can start with Larry. Then we can let y'all. Talk.
That was for me. I feel like that was destruction. Like Hollow's head was not in the game, especially that third. That third Hollow was taking the stuff like Hollow had gave him the battle. Hollow gave up. And DNA was on him first, second, and third. DNA did not give him any room to come in there. Hollow had to go in there and take it. As much stuff as he was talking about DNA and try to little bit him. It's like, you know, when your little brother, you know, gets up and now like your little brother got muscles now, your little brother can fight now, and like you underestimate him. I think that's what DNA did. And DNA showed him like, look, I'm with the best of them. I can fight too. You can bring all these angles. You can talk about Charlie Kidd. You can talk about X, Y, and Z. But don't forget, I got stuff on you. And I'm not gonna let you get these jokes off. And he was angling, he was rebuttaling. DNA did exactly what he was supposed to do. And I think Hollow just he gave up. He complained about time and stuff like that. He was talking in the middle of his round, And everybody knows when it comes to DNA, don't say nothing.
Hey,
that boy, got mad because he got cooked.
Hold up. Did anybody have Hollow on here? Have Hollow on?
He died, bro.
What you?
But ain't that like a bad move though? Like, cause it ain't. I don't feel nobody ever really take DNA serious. No matter how dope DNA get,
man,
they don't really take them like on the level that's that he's supposed to.
No, it ain't no excuse. The way he talked that trash, like he walked him down. He walked him down.
Hollow asked for the battle.
He walked him down. Ain't no excuses. He walked that boy down.
Nobody down. I don't think
he walked that boy down. What you mean? I
think he didn't take him that serious.
Bro, was you
watching? Nah, that's an excuse, bro. That's an excuse. That sounds like an excuse to me.
Bro, was
you watching? So you said you don't think he took him serious?
No, I'm feeling like, all right, so I feel like DNA won clear. I feel like Hollow was doing some trash shit, but I feel like certain people like him, like Hollow, Loaded, and them, they don't take DNA serious. Even if he do talk shit to DNA, they don't take
him.
Nah,
that's an excuse. Nah.
I disagree with that. Hey, I feel like he pulled the move because he knew he was getting cooked. And that's what you do. He lucky he didn't spur off on him. You know what I'm saying? Because when you getting cooked like that, you got to do something to drift the fans away from you getting cooked. Daylight said it. That's why he did his antics. You know what I'm saying? When a nigga lighten your ass up, you got to do something. You got to do something, baby. You can't just sit up there and get cooked like that.
He thought his second round.
Another one in there.
He thought his second round he's gonna do something, and that second round did not hit like it was supposed to. So you see, when that third came around, in the middle of his third, he said, "Oh, are we freestyling, bro?"
That made it worse. You heard me? He said, "Are we freestyling the fourth round?" Like, bro, get out of here. Sit down somewhere.
Yeah, he messed the whole battle.
Like, bro, sit down somewhere.
Bro, check this out. Even if somebody had Hollow kind of doing something in the first round, because the way he ended the battle, you got to give the whole thing to DNA. You'll give the whole thing to him.
That was a 3-0. That was 3-0.
All right. But was
streets need a body, DNA, Polo.
But was DNA fire?
DNA was fire. Don't try to make excuses, bro. Don't do that.
I'm saying Hollow was trash. But
hey, let me tell you something, Red. Hey, check this out, Red. You seen that face off? The shit that they talked in that face off. Right. Ain't no excuses, bro. Ain't no excuses.
All right.
You got to come to this battle. You got to deliver.
So all I'm saying is, like, you remember we had Surf versus Loaded, right? And Loaded was average. Loaded was average. Surf just didn't perform. So yeah, Loaded won.
This wasn't amazing.
Yeah, this wasn't that, man. This had more of a backstory.
You don't think DNA was good? Like, you think he was like what, mid?
DNA had a second in the battle where
he won clear.
DNA didn't take a breath for like 30 seconds. And I think was it the second round?
I said it. Y'all niggas don't be listening to me. Y'all look at my videos, man. I be saying this shit, man. DNA took this battle serious.
Yeah,
and he was gonna dog walk that boy. I said it.
Like DNA won.
This was a top tier. This was a vet stats DNA right there, man.
Right,
man. Last time I seen DNA look like this was that Mickey Fax battle, and I said it. I said DNA finna cook.
This was a real.
I'm telling you, man.
DNA took notes from that King Lowe's battle. DNA's third in that King Lowe's battle. He put bits and pieces in that in every round. In every round, he had something in there. He gave you punches. And then he just gave you some lyrical stuff, and he had angles. He had everything in every round. So
performance,
performance, and all that stuff. So even though Hollow gave us a lackluster, DNA made sure that when we came back and looked at this, nobody said DNA was trash.
I rewatch it.
You can't say DNA was trash.
Y'all don't know what the crazy thing is.
All right, so wait, hold up, wait one second. I'm not gonna lie. Hollow to Don saying, I thought we was freestyling the fourth round is crazy.
Right. Right. That made it worse, bro. Hey.
Are we freestyling? Then that was like, nigga, just rap.
Cut that boy off. Cut that boy smooth off. Like, man. He out of there.
Are we freestyling might be the most funniest shit I've had. Like, that got to be a slogan.
I'm telling you, I seen that. I was like, no, this nigga didn't say, we freestyling fourth round. Nigga, you losing bad, nigga. Don't try to crawl your way out that grave. Nigga, you losing bad. And then his man made it worse. What is his man doing? That was the same one that did that with math.
He like, bro,
control that nigga, bro. Control your kinfolk. That shit was crazy.
What do you think this ranks DNA now for the year?
Lux. Give him Lux. Hell nah. I say, fuck it. Give him Lux.
We got one.
What is he going to do? What is he going to? They don't even rap the same.
Hold on, we going to let these people.
Hey, Red. If he dies, he dies. If he dies, he dies. Give him Lux.
The type of shit that Lux is going to be talking about, DNA can't even.
If he dies, he dies. You hear me? If he dies, he dies. Give him what he want.
You don't think, Red? You don't think he deserve? You don't think he deserved?
No. It's not deserving. It's not deserving because he DNA been in there so long. DNA deserves whoever he asked for. But it's if you were to watch that battle, it's like Cartoon Network versus like anime or some shit. It's a different type of level. It's like a difference. Loaded is gonna be talking about some total different shit that DNA is never gonna talk about. And DNA can do all the rebuttals and all the stuff he wants, but it's not the same type of rap. And DNA getting better, but it's not the same. Matter of fact, put DNA versus Daylight, like on a serious Daylight first, and then see how that turn out before you get to a Loaded. Because and I'm not even a big Loaded fan like that, but the content is not going to be the same. It's not going to be, I wouldn't give him that.
That's a nice opinion of you, man. But what I'm saying is, give DNA what he wants. You see how he just did against Hollow. Didn't they say Hollow and Lux is in the same boat? Don't they eat at the same table at lunch? So why don't you give him his goddamn homeboy if that's what he wants? You know what I'm saying? Evidently think he can handle it. Give him what he wants. If he dies, right, he dies.
Let me ask you this. Because you sound like you said, just give it to him and just whatever happens. Do you feel like he can actually compete and beat Loaded Lux?
Yeah, because I think he know he gonna have to write. I know one thing. DNA is a warrior. And it depends on who we got in front of him, how hard he prepare. And he always gonna prepare and he always gonna give you three rounds. But the opponent that he has is gonna measure up on what his material like. You think if you don't give him a Lux, he ain't gonna have the best three rounds he ever done came with? That's what I'm saying. Give him what he wants because
the best three rounds that DNA could come up with is not going to compete with Loaded Lux. And you don't know that though.
That's an opinion of yours. But you don't know that though.
No, just compare the content. Compare like a Loaded Lux that make you go, okay, this is Loaded Lux versus.
If that's the case, you can say that with a lot of people that Lux went against and they did good against them. It's all about the level of competition and wanting to see, matching people up. Why wouldn't DNA deserve a Lux? He didn't work his way up that mountain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think
he proves that he deserved
a
shot.
Like it's not gonna be a good battle. That wouldn't be like.
And that sounds like an opinion to me. Like that sounds like you think he not good enough, but he done proved he good enough though.
But that could also be an opinion also. Because what if he feel he didn't prove he good enough?
Yeah, because I don't feel like he... Because you know what? Okay, so if you say he proved he been good enough, like, in how? Because what content have you heard DNA spit against, like, whoever he's battled? What content have you heard from DNA to be like, you know what? That's, like, up there with the writers. Like, what content?
And that's when I say...
I'm not taking nothing from DNA. He's one of the GOATs. I'm not taking nothing from him. I'm just saying, when you listen to some of his rounds of who he's battling, Like, even with the Mickey facts, do you listen to those Mickey fact rounds and be like, you know what? That can be up
oh, yeah.
writers. Like, that
pin oh, yeah.
is amazing. No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did that very good, that battle.
He yep, he sure did. Battle. He was great.
And he did better than Mickey facts. He did better than the guy he go against. You see what I'm saying? Name somebody that killed DNA. You just tell me that. Like, you think he wouldn't do good against a Lux, but how do you know unless you put him up against him? That's why I say if he dies, he dies. He deserved to have that shot. You can't deny him that.
You would know because you would have to compare content.
I see the other callers. I'm gonna get y'all up here. You know what I mean? I was letting y'all debate a little bit, man.
No. I see what you're saying, but that's clearly an opinion. Like,
you could put anybody up there against Loaded Lux who've been there for some years because they would deserve it. They went through all whatever they went through, from the Hitman Hollers to all of them. But if you put a Hitman Holler against a Loaded Lux, the content is different. It's a writer versus like a performer. What DNA
only thing stopping
has never been to the point to where you're like amazed at his writing. You're amazed at all the other stuff he does, not the writing.
No, DNA can write. DNA can write. DNA, I don't see how you say that about DNA. DNA won the tournament against other writers.
Okay, we eating up now. We eating up.
His penmanship just as good as anybody else's. For him to win a tournament. No, he wouldn't even be around that long. He wouldn't even be around that long if his penmanship wasn't good. He wouldn't be able to stay as long as he is at the level he's at.
Yes, he can.
DNA is great. Like, what are you saying?
People who stay out there very long and
they would take way more losses than DNA. Who have you seen kill DNA? Who killed DNA? Who did flat out killed him?
Listen, y'all got 30 seconds. I want to hear why you will have DNA beating Lux and why you will have Lux beating DNA. Go, Rad. You first.
You go first.
All right, go, Eddie. You go first.
Because anything can happen. That's why I got DNA. He prepared. You know what I'm saying? He works hard. And if you give him the battle that he want and you think he's not going to be prepared, that's why I think, yeah, DNA can do it. Just like you said there was a lackluster performance with Lux versus Sue Surf. Okay, what make you think he can't have another one against DNA? Or like you say, they don't take DNA serious. You think DNA can't slip through the cracks and beat the shit out of Loaded Lux? And he write the best material you ever heard?
No, because...
And Loaded... Okay.
Okay, so...
You can't tell me that...
The reason why is because...
Eddie, you gotta let him go now. Go ahead, Red.
If I compare content, right? If I compare, like, say, the best performances from DNA to the best performances of Loaded Lux, and you look at the penmanship, or you look at through the optics, what you actually see, Loaded Lux is light years ahead of him. And DNA, and I'm talking about, you can put any DNA in any era. DNA is amazing.
I get what you're saying.
The words to Loaded Lux, and when you compare all the aspects and stuff that comes from a Loaded Lux, is going to be light years ahead of what DNA is.
I get what you're saying, but you steady selling the name Loaded Lux. Recently, in Loaded Lux recent battles, we haven't. Yeah, I heard you saying, but his content haven't been light years ahead of DNA recently. So I know what you're talking about, but that was.
I even put in a different term.
Come on now, even against Surf, you said it yourself.
All the battles I've ever seen of DNA, he's never said nothing where I was like, oh my God, I've never in my life thought that this could happen. Loaded Lux have said shit that when you...
A lot of people haven't, though.
Hold on real quick, y'all. Somebody got some nasty feedback. I'm not going to lie, shit sounded real nasty. Overall, I get what y'all was saying. I'm going to get some other callers. Salute to y'all. I'm going to get some other callers in. Hollow versus DNA. I'm not gonna lie, Hollow, that was nasty asking for the fourth round freestyle. And I never heard that before. That was kind of nasty. And I ain't gonna front, Hollow to me wasn't bad as y'all making it seem. Like, y'all making it sound like Hollow was just super trash. Or maybe I'm bugging. Maybe I need to watch it again. But I see Twisted in here. Twisted, what's up?
What's good? Can you hear me, Polo?
Yeah, I hear you. Sound good. What's up?
Man, Black Compass Media, shouts out to y'all as always. Gun Titles, what up?
Hey. Yes, sir.
Hollow still cold, bro, but I'm just kind of fucked up how he did that third round, bro. Like how he was getting his shit ready. Like, come on, bro, that's sportsmanship. That's Queens versus Queens. You know how it's gonna go down, you know. But I thought it was a good battle.
What you think about the psych? I lied and then act like you ended.
That shit was extra, bro. All three rounds? Hollow better than that. I think just mocking DNA, like, yeah, nigga, you think you finna rap? I'll go. I like this to show you I'm still the boss. I'm still head of Queens. Fuck you. But other than that, three times, I'm straight on that. You're not battling clips. I'm straight on that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I get what he was trying to do because he's trying to imply that clips is like DNA's whatever, OG right, or whatever. Yeah. But, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm not going front. That shit was kind of trash. I ain't like it. That's kind of trash. I ain't going front. What you think this do for DNA? You think he get? You Man. Think he it's Lux now? No excuses.
Lux, I think he deserves Lux, but I don't think Lux gonna take him. You know, Lux is just he decides who he wants, and if he's still talking about Daylight, that's who it's gonna be. And unless they give him 150 to come out, he might get DNA. But if they come back to New York, I see him taking him in New York, Lux.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with all these vaccination laws out here. I don't see that right now.
It's a wrap.
Who did you have? T-Top, Sharone?
I had Sharone second and third. T-Top first was kind of crazy. He went crazy in that.
Yeah, he blacked out in that first. Easy Hollow. Easy Verb.
Talk to me nice. The talk different. Second and third. I think Verb was cooking in that first, but, you know, Easy had a little turbulence, you know, a little stumble in the beginning. So I think Verb first was kind of crazy. But Easy second, he took the crowd back. That was his best round to me.
Where do you rank this Easy C and this Easy? Where do you rank this one?
Man, I think Easy is approaching top five, bro. Like he might get there quick. I think.
What you mean top five like right now or top five like all time?
Top five right now.
He's already top five right now. He was number two for champion of the year last year.
I'm thinking he's gonna continue to be top five though. Like I don't see no drop off. Like he gonna battle Geechee soon. I'm looking to hear that talk. Him versus Geechee. I think he gonna have to come different with Geechee though. Geechee is killing people right now, especially at the body and Mike P.
Yeah.
And on a break.
Yeah, if Geechee and Easy battle, okay, say Geechee Easy battle, Lux DNA battle on the same card. What you calling that? Let's say Summer Madness. Who you got, Geechee Easy?
Classic Geechee, 2-1 classic.
Okay, 2-1. I'm not mad at that. And DNA Lux.
Man, I'm so torn with that Lux situation because it just depends on where it's at. He didn't look too good in Cali. Maybe if Lux battles earlier in the day, he might have a better showing. That late night Lux, he's kind of getting older for that. So it depends on the time, but I think DNA 2-1.
Nah, that's kind of crazy. You said late night Lux kid. What? Nah, man.
I'm saying now, like you saw in the Geechee battle, he was like, it's like 12 o'clock, man. It's kind of tired. So I mean he might need to battle maybe third, fourth instead of battling sixth.
Lux did say he tired. I ain't going front. That was pretty bad. Yo, salute, man. Salute. You're
appreciate it, bro.
Yes, sir. Now, Hollow to Don DNA, man. I'm not gonna lie, DNA Hollow. I gave that to DNA. I was very confused. To what Hollow game plan was, to be honest with you. I kind of thought just off of the energy alone, man, Hollow was going to be a little, like, you know what I mean, more aggressive. I thought he was going to have way clear cut more angles. He wasn't too bad as y'all. I ain't going front. Y'all pulling up like killing him. I ain't going to cap. But he wasn't as bad as y'all making it seem. But I can see what y'all talking about. And we're going to have Hollow on here next week, too, man. I definitely want to get a couple callers more, maybe get y'all opinion. I mean, quick little caller show for, you know what I mean, recap. Hold on, man. Let me see it. Yo, Larry. What's up? Oh, you got to turn whatever I'm playing on, you got to turn that.
We good?
Yeah, we go. So, Larry, before everybody get out of here, what do you think is next for Easy? What you think is next for Sharone? And what's up? What do you think about that?
What I think is next for Easy? Easy has a few plates. Easy can take Calico. Easy can take who else? He definitely take Geechee. I think that'd be like a Summer Madness thing. He still got to take Surf and Rock. They said that was gonna happen. So he still has those plates lined up. I do want to see him against the Wolf. I do want to see him against him. Because that'll be a nice like talk to him type battle. Head Ice. I would really like to see that. Sharon called out Mike P because I think he wants that. I don't think Sharon should go against Anderson Burris because I think they just putting like whites on whites, and that would just be like embarrassing or something like that. So I think Sharon should take like another lyricist, like I would like to see him against a B-Dot because I like that angle that JC took against him. So I'd like to see how that would work.
Okay. Yo, salute. Look, make sure you join the Discord, man. Click the chat in the YouTube. We got a little Discord. Everybody be in there, man. Definitely.
Man, I got you.
Yes, sir. Polo put the clip. Y'all funny. Yo, I ain't going front. I ain't realize the comments y'all joke this much. Like, when y'all start doing this? This shit hilarious. Forty Bars is wilding right now on Twitter too. I ain't gonna front. She is wilding. She dropped some allegations on QB. It's kind of, you know what I mean? It's kind of crazy. All I gotta say, tomorrow gonna be a movie. It's gonna be a movie. I ain't gonna front. I wanted to get some fans on here. Y'all acting super. I mean, some callers. Y'all acting super shy. Y'all don't want to get y'all shit off today. I don't know what any other time y'all niggas went. Oh, yo, send the link out. Yeah, now y'all don't want to get y'all shit off. But overall, I'm ranking this card on URL resolution. I'm probably your resolution two. I'm probably ranking this card and three battles. They did the best. DNA Hollow. DNA kind of had a really good show. Easy Verb. What y'all ranking it? Let me see the chat. What y'all ranking this? Chat, drop what y'all ranking is. Drop whatever number you feel. If it's a 7, if it's an 8, if it's a 10, if it's a 5, if it's a 4, if it's a 3. Drop the number in the chat right now. Let me hear this. Yo, Slim Ace, what's up?
What's good, Slim Ace? What's good, Polo?
Slim, I said Slim. Part itself. I ain't see I'm a little high. Yo, what? What's good? How you calling the T-Top Sharon?
I got first watch. I got Sharon 2-1 edge, but T-Top was kind of cooking. He was a little choppy in his first. It was like I never seen T-Top like that, a little choppy. But it was a good battle, though. It definitely was a good battle.
Okay. A-Verb versus Easy to Block.
Battle of the night. I think it comes down to the preference. I gave Verb the first, Easy the third, and I think I kind of edged Easy the second.
Okay. So you got what you rank this as Verb showing? This the best Verb we've seen in a long time?
I kind of like, I don't know why people don't talk about it enough. I like Verb versus Geechee, man. I think he was good.
Yeah, yo, Geechee. He was cooking versus Geechee. People don't talk about that shit at all.
Yeah, he was definitely good versus. I kind of had him edging Geechee. That was a good Verb.
He was good versus DNA too. Also, people don't talk about that one.
He was definitely good versus DNA too. He was fire on bottom fire. That's a fact.
Yeah. All right. So you got now the last battle, Hollow versus DNA.
It's crazy, man. Because I got on a LOM shirt, you know what I'm saying? I'm disappointed in Hollow, man. He let, you know what I'm saying? Going into it, my prediction, you know what I'm saying? I had DNA, because I fuck with DNA. I know him and shit. But I thought it was going to be a great battle. But, you know, Hollow kind of messed that battle up, man. I had DNA 3-0, man.
Yeah. Is this a body?
I'm not going to say a body. I'm going to say a gentleman's 30 because I got to go back and watch it. I kind of like, I don't know if Hollow was cooking in the first, man, but he just, to me, he ended bad in all three rounds, man. Like, he fucked it up. Like, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
It's one. It's probably the first or the second that I probably edge Hollow, but I'll give DNA one that battle clear.
Damn.
Lux got to come outside, man, for real.
Think Lux got to come. What's the score of that battle, him and Lux?
What you mean, Lux and DNA?
DNA, yeah, Lux and DNA if they battle.
I don't like betting against Lux, man. Last time I bet against Lux, I lost my money versus Surf, but I'm gonna go with my nigga DNA, man. I'm gonna
go with DNA. Yeah, I don't know, man. If this how DNA go, DNA was chasing, DNA kind of was on Hollow Hills and he showed up.
Yo, Hollow was emotional. I never seen Hollow like this.
Never. He was super emotional. That was bad.
Yeah, his man with the kid.
His man with the words.
Like, he fucked that battle up. Like, come on, bro.
His man started talking wild, crazy. Yo, yeah. You got anything to shout out, man? Salute to you.
Nah, like, man. Shout out to you, man. I watched you. I watched Cola. I watched Tone Bro, Black Compass, man. Y'all niggas is doing y'all thing. You a funny nigga, Polo, man. I fuck with you, my nigga, for real. You know what I'm saying? Yo, the crazy shit is I'm from the Bronx, but I was raised in Bridgeport, Connecticut. 40 is trying to go crazy on my homie QB. I went to school with QB, man. We went to school
together. What you think about this stuff 40 saying?
Yo, that shit came out of nowhere. Like, that shit is crazy. But I'm not going to say that shit is documented, my nigga. That's all I'm going to say. Like, you know what I'm saying? But
you think this make the battle more intense?
Definitely makes the battle way more intense. This is my battle of the night going into the card, but now this is the battle that I want to see the most. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this battle is gonna be crazy.
So for the people that's in the chat, because I see a people saying, "What did she say?" 40 Bars is a legend. Because I didn't do no research, I don't know. 40 Bars posted discovery links. Go to 40 Bars Twitter. She is a legend that QB at 19 years old lied about a man raping her and got him convicted. That's what she's saying QB did. So
crazy, man.
Yeah, that I don't know. I mean, I ain't gonna do no research. I'm gonna just watch the battle. Now,
40 did enough research, beloved. Like, she going crazy right now.
What do y'all feel? What you feel about paperwork and battle rap? Like, feel about it?
I mean, I feel like if it's official and it works, that's gonna be a detriment to you. Like, you know what I mean? It fucks you up. Like, it fuck Adi Boom up. You know what I'm saying? It fucks niggas up, man. It's battle rap shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like I said, like, I'm from the city that 40 talking about. That shit, the shit that 40 putting out, that shit was on Connecticut Post. You know what I'm saying? It's not fake that she talking about. You know what I'm saying? But it's crazy.
What?
Yeah. Wait,
nah, that's different. I ain't going front. That's kind of crazy. That might. I'm kidding.
That might mess up in that battle. Like,
you know, I'm canceling that. But yeah. All right. But I ain't going front. I had a bet for QB. I'm canceling that bet.
I had QB going into it too. I think I don't know. Like, cause I had a bet too. Like, I had QB. You know what I mean? I love 40. 40 is like one of my favorites. She's Mount Rushmore for the females and all that. I definitely rock with her. She had a great 2020. But like, going into the predictions, I was edging QB, but it's like, damn, like, this shit right here, like, this is crazy, man.
Yeah, that's a whole fact. Yo, salute to you. Definitely, man. Make sure you call in more for sure.
No, I definitely will, Polo, man. I appreciate you, Black Compass. Keep doing your thing, man. Y'all keep the shit.
Yes, sir.
All right, bro. All
right. Listen, man. Yeah, man. 40 definitely just turned it up. I don't know what's going on. I mean, hopefully that's not true, man. You don't want to put no innocent black man away in jail, especially for rape. You don't want to do, like, that's something you don't play with. So I'm hoping that gets settled out. They said, yeah, all right, fam. Yo, the chat is funny. God damn, y'all niggas is funny. Yo, man. Yo, salute. Listen, man, the official recap, well, we'll y'all hear, like, once I watch the battle, it's coming Monday. Tuesday is the radio show. Next week, we got Hollow. We got DNA. Hopefully Easy to Block and a few other names, hopefully. Yeah, man. I'll be back. I'll be back tomorrow. Actually, you know what? I'll probably follow Black Compass Media on IG. I'm gonna go live at the Remy card tomorrow backstage, show people shit and all kind of different, all kind of crazy shit. So make sure. And Quadrate, I got a bone to pick with you, brother. Where's my cartoon at, brother? I see you drawing these cartoons for some of these battle rappers getting 3 retweets. You're spending your time, your hard-earned time, getting 3 retweets. For what, brother? Huh? Come on, man. I bring traction. Anyway, salute to everybody. Black Compass, Black Compass Media. Man, make sure you follow us on Instagram. Black Compass Me. I don't even know the Instagram. That is crazy. I'm lit off this gumbo. Not going live, man. We're going to have gumbo in the building, man. We got that NYC gumbo. We got that sour gumbo. How you feeling? We got that piranha gumbo. We got that juggalo. Salute to everybody, man. Black Compass, Black Compass.